Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles. Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles. Move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn the sunshine.
Turn the sunshine.
Now we.
Something that we can't handle right now, but we're being prepared. I want to welcome you to In His Presence, and very shortly we will have Pastor Patricia Benjamin coming to us with a message. But let's enjoy Daryl Coley singing He's Preparing Me, and this is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott speaking to you right now.
And you know He's preparing me because He cares. He is maturing me. Yes, He is. Because He cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, He is. And not only arranging, but He rearranged my attitude. Yeah.
A
rearranging, but he rearranged my attitude. Oh,
Yes, he's preparing me. He's preparing you. Welcome to in his presence. In a moment, you'll have Pastor Patricia Benjamin right with us.
He keeps doing great things for me. Put your hands.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. For you have set your glory above the heavens. Therefore, we will give thanks unto thee. For your name is great. And you, O Lord, are worthy to be praised. So, most gracious Father, I ask of you that everyone who is listening to the sound of my voice, that you will bless and continue to bless them. Let them feel your love, your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Oh, God, give them a touch from on high. Oh, God, somebody needs you. Take the pain away, God. All sickness, heartache, trouble, give peace to that situation, O Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the blood of Jesus cover the situation right now, O God. We plead the blood of Jesus upon it right now. O God, we need you. We need your help right now, Lord. Savior, don't pass us by. Savior, hear our humble cry. Savior, while on others thou art calling, do not pass us by. Oh, God, we need your help right now. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us, oh, God. We thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. Oh, God, blot out our transgressions and renew a right spirit. Renew a right spirit down on the inside of us. Satan, you're a liar. You're a liar. You cannot destroy the works of God in us. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for being the God of our salvation. Thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we want to rejoice and be glad in it, and we will lift up holy hands with fear and trembling. We will bless your name, oh God. We praise thee. We love you, Lord. We love you. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you that while we were yet sinners, how you died for us, oh God. And we need you tonight. We need you, Lord, to bless and to help us in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, we pray. Lord, hear our prayer. Incline thine ears to us and grant us thy peace. Lord, we thank you. Save us from the enemy who desires to destroy us. But, oh God, you stand there with your outstretched hand of mercy and your outstretched hand of grace. Oh God, you said, no one, hey God, let no one pluck us out of your hand. God, we won't let the enemy destroy us. We will not be moved except it be by Jesus Christ. Oh God, these, and this prayer that I ask. In the name, oh God, we ask this prayer for everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice. Ah, that God, you granted in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. Greetings in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a privilege and a pleasure to come into your hearing today. This is the first time since I've been ordained on the 6th of September as a pastor that I am doing the radio broadcast. Oh, my God, as Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Come on, let's give God a clap offering. We thank God for that elevation. We thank him for that blessing. And I do desire your prayer that the Lord will lead me, or I will let the Lord lead me, because sometimes we have a tendency to get heady and high-minded, and we don't want the steps of the Lord to order us. We think that we're grown now, that we think that we're the big kid on the block now, so we don't have to listen to instruction. We don't have to be obedient. But I ask you to pray for me that I will always be humble at the feet of Jesus and hear what he says and do what he says. Will you pray that prayer for me? Because that is the prayer that I'm praying for my own self. I've seen too many people shipwrecked with an elevation, but I don't want that to fall on me. God bless you, and thank you so much for taking the time out to be with me one more time. Oh, I'm so glad to be in this number one more time. I'm looking forward to October. October is my anniversary month. This coming October, if the Lord Jesus Christ allows and say the same, I will have been on Blog Talk Radio for 2 years, being sponsored, featured by the Dr. Gregory Scott. And I thank God for him. He is my assistant. He's the coordinator. Whatever, he is that. He searches my songs for me. I get them in my head, and he go and find them. So I just want you to enjoy Jesus with me as Pastor Patricia Benjamin. No, I have not opened up a building per se, but I have thousands of Blog Talk listeners in New York and South Carolina, especially South Carolina. I tell you, my sister Jackie, she's an advocate there for me, and she gets busy and calls the saints there in South Carolina, and then she notifies all of the family far and near, especially those in Virginia and North Carolina, and my cousin in Florida. And I thank God for you, and you. Whatever role you all play in this part of me getting God's word out, I thank you right now. Before I forget it, we get excited and we have things we want to say, but we just don't say them. And then when we get off there and they say, oh, I forgot to mention this one and mention that one. But I'm sending out a thank you to you, and you. That just covered all of you. Oh, bless his name. I had a little mishap earlier this week on Sunday. I was visiting the church picnic, but I sat down in the seat to eat my meal, and for some reason, the legs of the chair were strong enough to hold me, but seemingly the seat wasn't, because it snapped, it broke into pieces, and it dropped me down on a concrete floor where I landed sitting straight up on my bottom, and I'm suffering a little discomfort right now. I have pain in the neck and pain in my back, but we know God as a healer. We know God as a protector, because when I went down to the ER and they did an x-ray of the spine and the tailbone and all of that, they reported to me that there was no crack or break in the tailbone, a lot of bruising, they say, and the neck muscles having spasms and what have you. But God is our protection. My grandmother used to say, God protected us through seen and unseen danger. That danger was not seen. We had no idea. Do you think I would have sat there if I knew that it was going to put me down hard on my bottom on a concrete floor? Oh, bless his name. But even in the midst of that, what the enemy means for harm, he tries to destroy us any way he can. He will use any means necessary. But don't you know, whatever God allows for us as his children of God, he is right there in the midst to protect us. Just like God took care of the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, don't you know when the king looked into the fire, he said, I know we put three in there, but I see a fourth one. Well, don't you know in that fall, God was in that fall with me, protecting me. Whatever soreness I have to go through, God is still there to protect me. He's taking care of me throughout this whole thing. And I give God the praise. I give God the glory. I don't question God, why did that happen? Why did you let it happen to me? You knew the chair was going to break. You could have said, don't sit there. But he didn't do that. Because he wants to let me know so that I can let you know, in the midst of a tragedy, God is still God. He is still working things out. He is still working for us in the midst of it all. I just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, because it could have been worse than what it is. Oh, bless his name. Somebody better start giving God the glory for who he is, what he is, and what he does for us. Anything that God allows to come our way, trust me, he's involved in it. The enemy may have meant to break me up for some reason or to re-injure what was already injured on me, but God said, not so. Oh, God, I just love the Lord because he's that kind of God. I believe Andre Crouch wrote the song, he's some kind of friend, meaning that he's so great. He is so great. And yes, the songwriter said, what a friend we have in Jesus. And my friend Jesus was with me even in the drop. It wasn't a fall because I wasn't standing. I was sitting and was dropped down to the concrete floor. Come on, somebody, tell God thank you, because I'm yet in the land of the living. I yet walk, I yet talk, because in him I live, I move, and I have my being. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. I know the devil don't like it that I'm praising God. He wants me to start pointing the finger at God and say, why did you do this? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you do this? But, oh, but I don't have any whys on today. I have a thank you, Jesus, in my soul. I have a thank you, Jesus, in my mind. I have a thank you, Jesus, in my heart. I have a thank you, Jesus, in my spirit. I have a thank you, Jesus, coming out of my mouth. Oh, in my mouth, in my mouth. Oh, God, your praises shall continually be in my mouth. Woo! No matter what the circumstances are, God, I will praise your holy name. And I tell you, I asked Dr. Scott if he would get for me James Cleveland song and let him be our soloist for this sermon. God is. The words of the song say, God is my protection. God is. And it goes on, God is my today and my tomorrow. God is. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife, and he promised to keep me, to leave me. He never comes short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way. I've got to keep my life. I got to keep it clean every day. Why? Because I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far, and I'll never turn back. God is. Enjoy the words to this song, and let it bless your very soul. Let it just bless you. And if, when it's finished, and if you want to hear it again, just push the one on your phone or hit whatever you need to hit on your computer. And we'll even play it again, because I know not just me, but those of you that's listening are going to be blessed by this song. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Oh, God, I just love the Lord. And when you get like that,
You don't have any doubt in your mind that God is not with you. When things happen like that, and there was not, the ambulance didn't have to come get, oh, I could have faked it, of course. But why? What glory can God get out of that? Oh, God, he worked the miracle when the chair, the seat, snapped, crackled, and popped. He was with me because the legs on the chair never bent. The back of the chair never broke. He just set me down on my butt, but I was sitting on it, so I sat on it a little bit harder. Oh, bless his name. To God be the glory. Let's go to the Word of God. I always like to give you Bible. And again, I am reading from the New American Standard Version, the Charles Stanley Bible, and it reads like this. We're reading from Philippians. Yes, Philippians. Philippians. It's in the New Testament. Philippians, and I just want to read this, and I'll be reading a while, and I was looking at, when I was reading it earlier, and I heard the Lord say, because I said, that's a lot of reading. And the Lord said, but I want you to read it to them, because they don't read for themselves. He didn't say that you cannot read. He said, but many of you that are listening and that will be listening in the archive, what have you, you do not pick up God's word and read it for yourself. This is why he told me to read the word to you tonight. Title mine says, Be Like Christ. We have a song that we sing, To Be Like Jesus, To Be Like Jesus. How I long to be like him. So meek and lowly, so humble and holy. How I long to be like him. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Oh, how I long to be like him. So meek and lowly, so humble and holy. How I long to be like him. I want to walk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. Oh, how I long just to be like him. He's so meek and lowly. He's humble and holy. Oh, how I long to be like him. Oh, bless his name. I can get me a little tune going at any time. I want to be like Jesus. How I long to be like him. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. Ooh, I feel the presence of God in this place. Yes,
well,
down
long
on the inside of me.
Not in
my room. Where in me.
Oh,
down in me.
There.
I feel God down on the inside of me. And you should be able to say that I feel Jesus. If you don't feel him on the inside of you, you must feel him around you because he is all around you. All you have to do is just say, touch me, Lord. And I tell you, you'll feel him when he touches you. And when you feel him touch you, say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. There's not a touch like the touch. You know, your husband can touch you, and your wife can touch you, and your children can touch you. But there is not a touch the way that the Lord can touch us. Somebody say, Lord, touch my knee. Oh, God, I thank you. Lord, touch my body. Lord, thank you. That was all in the prayer tonight. Touch me. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, thank you for your love. Aya mama, shaka, yebo, shite, yes, yes, shakaya, yes, I feel God's presence. Aya lelelelebo, yes, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let us read. The hour is growing. Give you the praise. Thank you. Sweet Jesus. Woo. Thank you. Heavenly Father. Thank you. Woo. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your touch. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to give God the praise. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Fight your way through. Yes, the enemy don't want you to praise God. But praise him. He said, praise me for your blessing. Praise me. Oh, get out of yourself and get into me. And bless me. And I'll bless you in return. God said, I will fix this thing just like it ought to be. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you. The second chapter of Philippians. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion. Verse 2 is what I want to focus on. Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Now, that seems a little strange how it is reading, but make my joy complete. The intent on one purpose. That is letting us know, let the world know that the gospel we preach is real and powerful and very unique. The gospel is real, powerful, and very unique. That's what it's talking about when it says, make my joy complete. The intent on one purpose. One purpose is that the gospel be preached, the real gospel of Jesus Christ be preached. And if the real gospel of Jesus Christ be preached, it is powerful and very unique. Oh, bless his name. Let's read verse 3. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. To regard one another, we people of God, and particularly those of us that is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, we cannot be selfish with this. I'm not the only preacher in the world. I am not here to try to out-preach you, or you should not be trying to out-preach me. We should be working and preaching to reach souls for Jesus Christ. It's not about how loud you can speak. It's not about whether you sound like you're having an asthma attack while you're putting forth the word of God. It's not about an entertainment. It is about that you get your soul and your heart right with God. We don't know the day nor the hour. There's a war going on. And you don't know if one of those missiles hit your door. But you know, someone said, if I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. And that's the way I'm living. I'm living to live again. If my life should end this very moment, I know that I am going home to be with Jesus. And I'm not just going to be there waiting. ones to rise. I'm going to get up in the first resurrection. I'm not waiting on the second trump to sound, because that is the trump of death. And those of us that are outside of God, outside of the ark of safety, we're going to wake up in death. But I tell you, I'm waking up to life, because I'm living unselfishly. Oh, bless his name. We are not to be in competition against one another. Somebody say amen. You know, you hear it on the radio. This guy come on and try to outdo this one. And this pastor, lady pastor, she wants to out-preach the other. Just preach the way God gave it to you. And if you're to hoop, you hoop. And if you stand there and just read the word and teach the word, take the word in. Get your rake out and rake it in. I know you can hear what I'm saying, because I am not running through this world. I'm breaking it down so that you can get something out of it. I don't need to choke you with the word and then you don't know what I said. How can you get saved when you don't know what I preach? The Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? You have to be able to hear what I'm saying. I don't mean a sound, but that word. Hear the word of God that's in this book that's coming out to you. Oh, bless his name. Let us move on to verse number 4. Do not merely look out from your own personal interest. Come on now, don't look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. That's what a pastor does. That's what a child of God do. The Bible says, how do you know that you're saved? If the scripture plainly points out, when you have love for the brethren. When you're saved and God has saved you, you have a love between your brother and your sister. Now, I'm not talking about your biological, but I'm talking about your church brother and your church sister. You're very close to them. You have a oneness of mind. Your life is centered around being saved and helping someone else to experience what you experience. Oh, yes, your brother and your sister should know that you are saved, because by the way that you talk, by the way that you walk, your actions should let them know. My Bishop L.T. Blackshear, who's deceased now, and Bishop Blackshear said once in church, he said, you know, when you get saved, even the cat should know that you got saved, because he said you'll treat the cat differently when you get saved. You might have been mean to the cat before you got saved, but when you came home from church and God has saved you, when you get back, even the cat ought to be able to notice that there's been a change wrought in your life. Oh, what a wonderful change has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart, meaning in my life. Number 4, it says again, do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ. Christ was not selfish. He died on the cross for the whole world. And this is what the Bible is telling us. Who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. I continue to read verse 9. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. You heard that, and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, but to will and to work for his good pleasure. It ain't about you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, it ain't about you. It's about God. Come on and clap your hands and give God some love. Give God some praise. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Woo! Do all things without grumbling and disputing so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding, and this is the last I'm going to read up this, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain. I tell you, look here. Let me tell you something. In verse number 7, Jesus was in heaven, surrounded with praise and worship. But he chose to suffer just so he could save us. You know, he's just so precious. He's just so good. He was surrounded. He didn't have to suffer. He didn't have to be beat upon. There should not have been a crown of gold. But he loved you and me just that much until he left the praise team in heaven and came down here and took on the body of a man so that he would know what you and I had to go through, what we had to deal with. He said, you can make it because I have made it. You can overcome because I have overcome. You can take a fall, whether you are sitting in a chair or standing up, and you can make it because I'm with you. Whoa, God, I love this word. It's so rich. Let us go quickly to the book of Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews, the second chapter of Hebrews, verse 17 and 18. You all write this down and look at these things when you're sitting down. Never mind the housewives of Georgia or wherever they come from or whatever, because they can't do anything for you. They can't help you. They're not with you in your time of trouble. They don't do not one cotton picking thing for you. My daddy said one ham fat. It doesn't matter. They don't care. Yes, I know you got the real wives or something else, and I don't even know all that stuff. Scandal. Bobby Jones didn't even make it on television Sunday. In over 30-some years, I've never not known Bobby Jones to be on BET at 9 o'clock, but they had that mess on there, Scandal, that kind of stuff. That's what the world would rather see than to hear about Jesus. But I just read for you that the day is coming that every knee will bow. I don't give a doggone who they are. The Bible said it. That settles it, whether you believe it or not. Somebody said, the Bible said it, I believe it, that settles it. No. The Bible said it, God spoke it, settled, finished, done. Dr. Scott liked to tell me in a discussion, and I continue to keep on going. He said, end of story. That Robbie said that done with. So, look here. Let's read Hebrews. Look at this. the word of God, the second chapter. Let's read verse 17. Look here, every knee, you just read it. Back there. Lord have mercy. Didn't we just get finished reading Philippians, where it said every knee will bow? The war is going on. America is going to be in trouble after a while. War, the Bible says in the last days, there will be wars and rumors of wars. You ain't seen nothing yet. So you better get saved and know that you'll be saved from the wrath of God. Don't worry about the wrath of the devil. God is the devil's voice. Whatever the devil tried to do to you, trust me, God has to allow it when you're one of his. Because he can't touch you unless God gives him permission. So if God gives the devil permission, then God is going to fight your battle. Oh, yeah, you'll feel it, but God is fighting the battle for you. Daniel was in the lion's den. God was fighting his battle because the lion didn't bother Daniel. That's the God you know. God is our protection. Maybe they wrote the song remembering the story of Daniel. God protected him. Maybe they, James Cleveland wrote the song thinking about the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Jesus stepped in and protected them from the fire. Woo, God, he's the same. He don't change. If you need him, call him. He's there to help you. Ask the Savior to help you. Jesus is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you through. The reason why sometimes you're going through your situation on and on, year after year, day after day, night after night, the reason why is because you won't ask God to help you. You'll ask everybody. You'll even turn to the paper and ask your horoscope, what shall I do today? But the one you need to ask is the one who made the mountains, the one who made the trees, the one who made the rivers that flows to the seas, the one who sends the rain when the earth is dry. Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights your way when the road is dark, and he'll keep you company. The Lord will guide you. He'll walk beside you, and you will be able to say, I've got the victory, in Jesus. And I got the victory. I've been set free. I've been vindicated. I'm the winner at the finishing line. Why? Because he walked with me and he talked with me, but I had to talk to him first. Oh, and then when I talked to Jesus, Jesus became, Jesus became the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Jeremiah said that he just like fire, shut up in my bones. Thank you, Jesus. And Ezekiel said, he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Somebody said, call him, and he'll answer. David said, I called on the Lord, and he answered me. I called Jesus, and he heard my cry. He came to my rescue. Jesus is coming, but you gotta call him into your situation. Call him in that trouble that you're going through. Call him in the sickness that you're dealing with. Call Jesus. The words of Mother Marie Shelton. She said, try Jesus. He satisfies. Trust him. He'll be your guide. He's able. He's able. He's able to carry you through. Oh, you know God is able to carry you through. No matter what the devil do, try Jesus. Try Jesus, cause he satisfies. Trust him, he'll be your God. He's able to carry you through. Mother Shelton's been dead now about 4 to 5 years, but she used to sit in her room in her 90s, supposed to be Alzheimer's. But I tell you, Alzheimer's no match for God, because Mother Shelton used to sing that song, try Jesus, because he's satisfied. Trust him, he'll be your guide, for he's able to carry you through. Not the world system, but Jesus is able to carry you through. I'm excited about my Jesus. Let's go to Hebrew, and I'm sober. You can get drunk in Christ. I was drunk just a few moments ago, but now I'm sober enough to come back and read the word of God. But for that moment, I was drunk in the spirit, not spirit with an S. That's of the devil, but spirit, no S. I was drunk in the spirit of God. Ah, I tried him, and I know he is preparing me for something that I can't handle right now. He's making me ready just because he can. He's providing me with what I need. But get close to God. Draw close to God. Wars and rumors of war. Yes, I don't care if it's Nancy Pelosi. I don't care if it's Dr. Doolittle. I don't care if it's Sister Watermelon and Brother Pumpkin Seed. I don't care if it's John Boehner. I don't care if it's President Obama. The Bible said, you read it in Philippians, the second chapter, every knee is going to bow. I don't care if you like Confucius. I don't care if you like Buddha. I don't care if you like butter. I don't care. Every knee gonna bow and every tongue he will confess that Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, text that for me. Text that, J-E-S-U-S, Jesus Christ, the Christ. He is Lord. Let's read. And I'm closing with this. Hebrew, the second chapter, and that 17th verse. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Verse 18, for since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. He's talking about you. Let's go to Hebrews 4. Dr. Scott, get me a nice, juicy song ready. I want to close so they can be hopping. I tell you, yeah, Jesus is real. See if you can find that for me. Jesus is real. I know that the Lord, he is real to me. Oh, my God. Let's go to Hebrews. Stay right in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Write this down now. Come on. You can't keep up with me. Write it down. Hebrews. Just put A-G-B. You'll find it. It's in the New Testament. The 4th chapter, verse 15 and 16, and I'm going to decrease so that the song can increase. And I bid you all a good day, a good night, and a good week, and a good rest of the year. But trust Jesus, because he's satisfied. Not in the astrologers, not in the root doctor or the witch doctor. We're getting ready for Halloween. They get ready. You be ready to take on the whole armor of God so that you won't have to worry nor fret what the enemy may try, T-R-I, try to do to you. Oh, bless his name. Woo! Look at this. Forgive me. Just give me a moment. I just fast my eyes on something for some reason. I must read this. For the word of God, and that's Hebrew, the 4th chapter, and the 12th verse, said, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joint and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Ooh, I like that. Let's go to verse 15. But we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize, it says. In the King James, it says, be touched. Okay, now, what I'm reading this to you for is when God was saying, call on me, talk to me, tell me about your problem. Don't go tell Dr. Phil. Don't go see a psychiatrist. Don't go to the doctor. I'm depressed. Talk to Jesus. He made you. He can fix it in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. He can give you peace in the midst of your stuff. Yes, the enemy attacked me, but I got songs that I sing. And I got the word of God that I read. And yes, though I might be tempted to act as if I want to be depressed, but I'll start singing. I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have the whole wide world. The road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb, but I take Jesus for mine. I don't believe that he brought me this far to lead me, so I don't feel no way tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told you that the road would be easy, but it told you that if you make it to the end, you'll have a crown of life. Ooh, God, somebody better teach y'all the truth. No, it won't be easy. But I heard a songwriter say, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Ooh, God, I love Jesus and his word. Shall we read? For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet he was without sin. And we like to say, well, ain't nobody perfect. Well, according to this, Jesus was perfect, is perfect, and he's saying that we don't have a God that's so high that he doesn't care about us being tempted. He knows what it feels like in your flesh to be tempted. But if you need him to help you, he can and will help you. But you have to invite him to keep you from sinning. Oh, God, I need 2 hours tonight. Anyhow, let's go to verse 16. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews connects with Philippians and what God spoke to you, that if you call me, be there to see you through. I'll get you through this. I'll help you. But you got to let me walk you step by step through it. I can take that pain. I can take the heartache you bring. I can take the comfort in knowing I will be there. I'm with you always. But you got to let me do it. You got to invite me in. God, I can't make this journey by myself. I thought I could do it, and I found out that I can't be consistent in it, and I can't make it. So, God, I am inviting you to help me. And he said, thank you. I want to do it, but I needed you to want me to help you. Ah, it is his will that every need that you have in your life be supplied. He should be most important to you, because you need God to survive. So the song says, I prayed for you and you prayed for me. I love you. You are important to me. I need you. I need you. I need you. Yes, God, I need you. Jesus. Yes, I've got my PhD. Yes, I've got my master's degree. The master's degree you need is Jesus, because he is the master. But I've got my paper master's degree. And, oh, yes, don't forget, oh, I've got my bachelor's degree. And I've got my education, but I need Jesus. Why? Because even with your degree, promotion comes from God. I know a story of a woman with an eighth grade education. But because of the favor of God upon her life, the judge needed a secretary. Now, this is God. And the judge said to the woman, how much education do you have? She said, I finished the eighth grade, and I dropped out because I was pregnant. So the judge said, can you read and write? She said, yes. And the judge hired her to work in her office. She said, I'm going to use you to file things away. Do you know your ABCs? She said, yes. And she began to say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Woo! Q R S T U V W X Y and Z. The judge said, that's good enough for me, and hired the young lady, paid her, took out taxes. Now that woman is retired with a Social Security check. The favor of God. The woman had asked God for a job. She was qualified to do a little home health aid job where she'd get a patient and that patient would die. She'd get another patient and that patient would die. And then she'd be on the job 3 years, 4 years, and then that patient would die. She was without a job. And she said, God, help me find a job. And the judge Jesus is able to help you. Whether you need employment tonight, I don't know why I'm going this route, but God knows. Because you see, I'm not the only person who's listening to this. There are several people listening, or will be listening. And maybe the testimony of the woman, yes, I can give the testimony of the Hebrew boy, but God is doing things today. I can give you a testimony about the lad with his little lunch,
but
I can tell you of miracles that God is working today. And he cares about us. But we have got to care enough to realize that God is our protection and God is our help. God is our refuge, a present help. Whether we be troubled on every side, it doesn't matter. Whether I need not just a little more Jesus, but I need a little joy. Gloria, wait a minute. All I need right now is a little more grace. I need grace to help me to run this race. I don't want to stop when the race gets hard. I got a goal to see my God. Oh, I want is a little more grace. I thank God. Dr. Scott, please take us on out.
Put your hands together if you know God is real.